So again, just a thank you to this parish for being so generous with your prayers. The well wishes and the encouragement, not only for me, but for my parents and my family. Again, I felt the love and the support this last weekend, and there was a nice contingency of people who were there down in Milwaukee for the ordination. It was Father Tom and Deacon Ngala and Shelley, Karen and Dennis, and then Emily Banky, she sometimes sings over here, and even Bishop Dan was kind enough to come from Duluth to celebrate in the festivities. So know of my love and my continued prayers for all of you. It was a magnificent weekend. There were also family and friends in town. Some came in from San Diego, and friends Paul and Christina, they have three little kids. And Sunday night, I stayed with them in the dorm rooms in Marquette, in the campus there. And their oldest is Autumn. She's about 8 years old. She's my goddaughter. And when Paul and Christina were putting the two younger kids to bed in one of the other dorm rooms, Autumn, who I don't get to see often, so she's a little shy, but she began to open up, and she crawled on the bed, and she put her legs up and put her chin up like this, and she said, "Uncle Chrissy, what's it like being a priest?" And I said, "Were you nervous? What were your favorite parts? What were the parts that really stick out to you?" And that first question, you know, what's it like being a priest? I said, "Well, Autumn, I've only been a priest, sweetie, for about 36 hours, so I'm still figuring it out." But really what I was focusing on is, in the light of today's readings, was her face was just radiant, and because she was filled with this joyful curiosity. And it was in contrast to the way that the evil spirit was kind of working the weeks prior to ordination, and then even hours afterwards. The evil spirit kind of, with his own questions, you know, "Who do you think you are? Who do you think that you can do this? Do you really think that you're ready?" And that kind of conjured within me those feelings of dread and apprehension. And we all have that in our vocations, whether it's to religious life, to priesthood. I remember my own parents talking about them being new parents, coming home from the hospital. My oldest sister, Jennifer, they looked at each other, and then little baby Jennifer, and back at each other, and there was this sense of, what have we done? Like, what have we got ourselves into? And there's a little bit of a sense to that as well. Some slight dread, some slight apprehension, and that's when I go back to really, I was focusing today on the gospel acclamation. "Lord, teach me. Teach me your ways. Guide me in the way of your truth." And then the good spirit came and said, instead of living with that dread, live with anticipation, in that state of constant expectancy, a childlike, hopeful anticipation. Like in the first reading today, the Israelites, their Baal prophets on one side and Elijah, the sole prophet of God, on the other, and they're wondering, how is God going to be at work here? We all walk through our lives with that kind of spirit of curiosity. I think it'll be good. We don't need to know everything, all the things about all the things all at once. Let it be a gentle unfolding. God will provide. God is Lord, as the Israelites said. God will teach us. If we have a humble spirit, a generous heart, God will gently guide us. Sisters and brothers, the Lord is at work on this beautiful day. In the world around us and in our lives, we have nothing to fear. Let's live in joyful expectancy. And in the end, what we worship, or rather who we worship, is absolute mystery.